And this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. On Wednesday, Christopher Ahern appeared in court facing charges including recreational trespass and wildlife violations. He pleaded not guilty to one misdemeanor count of recreational trespass upon farmlands stemming from a December 2025 incident in Lincoln Township, Huron County, Michigan. He confirmed understanding the potential 90-day jail sentence and fines. Ahern's was also rearraigned on amended charges from January 14th, alleging three counts of illegally taking wildlife in December of 2024, to which he also pleaded not guilty. A significant development in the court's under order of a $3,000 personal recognizance bond across both cases, allowing Ahern to leave the state for a planned trip to Florida, modifying previous travel restrictions. Looking ahead, the prosecution has filed a motion to consolidate both cases for trial, which the defense is reviewing and is likely to oppose. Plea offers for the trespass case remain open until February 28, 2026, with a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for March 31, 2026. And Huron County District Attorney has issued new deadlines for Crystal Marie Trepanier in a blight abatement case following a dispute over her compliance with a previous order. Trepanier's attorney argued she failed to act after city manager Mr. Learman allegedly told her on October 9, 2025, it was too late to obtain a building permit because the matter was with the city attorney. Trepanier testified she believed she had until March 31st to pay taxes and was waiting for her attorney's advice. However, the city's attorney countered that Trepanier was ineligible for a permit due to unpaid taxes, and she historically knew delinquent taxes are paid to the county, not the city. The city also noted her builder had been informed by building inspector Mr. Kelly that a site meeting was required before a permit could be issued. The judge ordered Trepanier to pay all delinquent taxes within 7 days by February 4th and secure all necessary permits within 14 days by February 11th. The blight abatement must be completed by May 15th. The court also mandated her builder meet with Mr. Kelly before a permit is granted and included late summer 2025 taxes in the order. Failure to comply could lead to the abatement order being granted. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Cody Mitchell Fritz has entered a no-contest plea to a charge of home invasion in the third degree. This following an amended complaint filed on December 23, 2025, under the plea agreement, a second count will be dismissed and Fritz will receive a one-year delay of sentence. If he successfully completes this period, the conviction could be reduced to malicious destruction of property. The court heard that on October 25, 2025, Fritz allegedly entered a residence without permission and assaulted a female. Sentencing for Cody Mitchell Fritz is now scheduled for March 23rd, 2026. When we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King with More Motors in Caro.
More Motors in Caro.
Here at More Motors in Caro, we're the thumbs dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Trucks aren't for show, they're for work, family, and everything in between. At More Motors in Caro, the Start Something New sales event brings strong offers on Ram for a limited time. Right now, you can get up to $7,500 off select 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn.
More Motors in Caro.
Plus, Ram also carries a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty for long-term peace of mind. If you need more room for a larger family, the 2026 Dodge Durango offers up to 56 $2,750 in total rebates on select V6 models.
The King of Cars.
It's a solid three-row SUV with room for everyone. Moore Motors is locally owned and operated with staff that believes in treating people right. No pressure, no runaround, no games. And when reputation matters, you matter. Get award-winning customer service and make the best choice for your next vehicle. Shop Moore Motors and come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, U.S. population hits 342 million amid slowing growth. New data released today shows the United States population has reached 342 million, though the annual growth rate has dropped to its lowest point in years. Experts attribute this trend to a combination of declining birth rates and shifts in migration patterns over the last several cycles. Demographers note that the aging population is beginning to place more strain on social services, while a smaller workforce could impact long-term economic expansion. The report serves as a benchmark for upcoming federal budget planning and census adjustments. In other national news, Texas halts H-1B visa petitions for state agencies. The state of Texas has officially suspended the filing of new H-1B visas petitions for all state-level agencies and public universities. State officials cite the need to prioritize domestic hiring and reduce reliance on foreign specialized labor for government-funded roles. Critics of the move, particularly in the higher education sector, worry that the ban will hinder the state's ability to recruit top-tier researchers and professors. The suspension is expected to face legal challenges regarding federal versus state jurisdiction over immigration matters. And in our international news, fast radio bursts revealed to originate in binary star systems. An international team of astronomers using the China Sky Eye, FAST, has discovered that some fast radio bursts, FRBs, come from binary star systems rather than isolated stars. The discovery was made after observing a rare signal flare caused by plasma from a companion star. This finding reshapes the scientific understanding of those powerful millisecond-long flashes of radio waves from distant galaxies. It confirms that the interaction between magnetars and their stellar companions is a primary driver of these cosmic phenomena. In other international news, Asian markets rally ahead of Federal Reserve decision. Stock markets across Asia, including South Korea's Kospi and Japan's Nikkei, saw significant gains today. Investors are optimistic ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve's interest rate decision, with many expecting rates to remain steady. The surge was led by technology shares, particularly those involved in the semiconductor and AI industries. Simultaneously, the prices of gold and silver reached record highs as some investors sought safe haven assets amid the broader economic fluctuations. And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Moore Motor Sales in Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.